Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And joining me today is my special guest, Dr. Amelia Kemp, author of From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy, an alternative healing guide offering alternative holistic descriptions and healing processes for 170 mental and emotional diagnoses worldwide. She tells sufferers, "You're not sick, you are sacred." When I first read that subtitle, I thought it said, "You are not sick, you're scared." Perhaps both are appropriate in dealing with so many mental and emotional health issues in these turbulent times. Dr. Kemp is a metaphysician, a licensed psychotherapist, and board-certified alternative medical practitioner with a master's degree in mental health counseling and a non-traditional doctorate in metaphysical theology. Dr. Kemp is also a certified life coach and certified energy practitioner and holds a ministerial ordination. Hello, Dr. Kemp.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show. It's wonderful to be here today.
And great to have you. Amelia, as listeners of Healing From Within are aware, the many esteemed guests of the show, authors and leaders in their fields, share their own unique experiences in finding out the truth that we are more than we appeared to be, and through self-investigation and the exploration of our childhood fears or traumas, we may master our life challenges, health issues, and co-create a life that manifests our deepest spiritual and physical world needs. In today's show, Dr. Kemp will share how she offers both traditional psychotherapy and holistic mental health interventions that are psycho-spiritual and metaphysical in nature, honoring all paths and utilizing a combination of methods for helping her patients achieve balance and well-being. She will offer an 8-step program for well-being. As a Reiki master teacher and medium myself, the emphasis in my new book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, is similar in intent to Dr. Kemp's book and focuses on traditional or energy healing, offering proof that due to the dual nature of our physical and energetic life force, for true healing to occur, we must focus on a multidimensional approach for mind, body, and spirit, and must merge holistic energy healing modalities with allopathic methods to provide an integrative approach to achieve the best results. Amelia, it is my custom to ask each guest to share something from their earliest remembrances of their childhood or people in their lives that may have helped them to determine their interests, focus, and how they arrived at the work and lifestyle they live now.
Sure. My childhood, I guess there was no one in my childhood that piqued me into holistic or alternative healing. That was something that I came about on my own later in my early 20s. But in my childhood, like most that you just talked about, I think I had the journey that's the same as our listeners' journey, that some things in my life went wrong and things that I wished that had not happened, and became depressed and had anxiety as a result of them, and had to overcome these stories that we all have. And in seeking how to do that, I sought the natural way that we're told to go to therapy and try to figure out what happened in the family system and all of that. And that, for me personally, wasn't enough. It helped, but it didn't sustain my sense of well-being, and I couldn't understand why. And so just traditional psychotherapy and medication and all of that just wasn't enough. It was something missing for me. And so I went on my own seeking holistic path, not even knowing at the time that it was called that, and ran into a actual, since I'm also a musician, I'm a singer, I found a CD by Louise Hay and Joshua Leeds. It was a musical CD called you are, it was talked about, it was called Doors, Opening and Doors Closing. But in it, it said that I was healthy, whole, and complete. And just the way they were singing that verse, it brought me to tears because I realized that that's what I was missing. It was feeding my soul, and the soulful part of the healing process was missing. And so I started researching. Carolyn Ponder did a book also on spiritual healing as well, called The Dynamic Laws of Healing. And her book, Louise Hay's book, How to Heal Your Body, and Carolyn Miss's book, The Anatomy of Spirit, all of these books just started falling off the shelves as I went seeking my own alternative healing. And from all of those, and I list over 50 in the acknowledgement section of my book that were helpful in filling in the void that I couldn't get in traditional. And even though I became a therapist looking for the answers myself, this is my 19th year of being a psychotherapist, and I was the director of mental health for the school board and all of that, I saw that there was something missing.
Well, you know, Amelia, I really do believe a medical practitioner who incorporates an understanding of the universal laws of energy and energy medicine, the energy medicine is the traditional and the beginning way to reach all parts of our being, our energetic part or soul, and our mind and our body. And, of course, the body reflects what's going on in our thought patterns. And if we are not aligned to our soul needs and our purpose for being in this world, we're going to develop illnesses. So it's not possible to have any form of healing unless we are tuned into the whole body, mind, body, and spirit. And you found that on your journey. And it is the only way at this time in a complicated world with complicated issues for all health practitioners to be aware that they cannot cure the symptoms only with medicine or surgery. They must help cure the soul, which was wounded and hurt from childhood in most of our families. I mean, we know parents want children and they love their children, but they're so overwhelmed often with their own problems and surviving in the physical world that very often, I'm not going to call them mistakes, but they give an imprint to that young baby or child. And this imprint goes deep into the memory of the DNA and the cellular structure. And it takes almost a lifetime to begin to understand what happened, what frightened us. That's why at the beginning I talked about being scared. What frightened us in the beginning of our life, or even from before we were in this life. We bring it with us, and we need to get to those issues before we can begin to resonate in health and joy and know ourselves very well as spiritual beings having a physical life.
I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I do think that there's more than one way, though. I don't think this is the only way. I don't mean to represent that in my book, that this is the only way to come back into alignment, because there have been many clients that I've treated where the traditional that leaves out the spiritual aspects was enough for those particular ones because they weren't asking the same questions that we're asking. And so it did work for them. But as far as those who are wanting to understand the fullness of their being, mind, body, and spirit, for those of us who wanted to understand and continue to have the duality of who we are in the physical experience and not just the biological solid matter that we come into that you're describing through the energy, I think we need more. And so, but what I found out for myself in healing processes and so many of the clients that did come back into alignment was that it wasn't these traumas that took me, that kept me out of alignment. They contributed to me getting out of alignment, but that's not what kept me out. It was the focusing of thought on it. And so I don't feel that it's something in the past that, or that early imprinting, because we come with our own divine intentions. I don't feel that that's what keeps people once they become adults out of it, because they experience this horrific thing. It's actually the meaning that they attach to it that keeps them in this place of misalignment.
Oh, so that's very well said. So then it is the thought or the perception,
Yes,
because
that's
some people may have an experience and not put too much attention on it or focus, and another
exactly.
person may have an experience and put their full attention and thought, and that is will follow them and
Yes,
continue
that's
to
what
make
I mean.
problems. Yes,
Yes, because
I
meaning
agree.
everyone's life experience is being based on their beliefs. And so what we believe about ourselves and the things that are happening in our individual experiences determines the quality of life. And so if I believe I'm sick and defective, I'm going to think thoughts that are going to trigger that brain chemistry that's going to make me feel badly. But if I believe I'm not sick, that I'm sacred, then I can begin to think thoughts that trigger serotonin and release the natural healing endorphins in my brain, which make me feel good. Because, as I say all the time, our beliefs are like clothing because we live our lives in them. And like clothes, our beliefs can be changed, ironed out, washed out, or thrown out altogether if they no longer fit. But for many people that I've treated over, these last 19 years, many of them, something happened 10, 20 years ago, and they haven't stopped thinking about it since. And they are allowing that
Yeah, they're
perception
stuck.
of it to keep their mind and body, and that's where their energy is blocked and stifled. And so the release of that, and you being a Reiki practitioner like me, we understand how that energy gets blocked, but
Right.
it can be released. Anything that's gone out of alignment can come back, but it has to be based on the meaning the person attaches to it, which is why one of the steps, the 8-step process in my book, takes people through that. And one of those steps is the conditioning and the memes and all of that old programming that many people have attached to their experiences. And I want them to understand how they believe that thing in the first place and how they can begin to soften the meaning that they've attached to it so that it can align them with the vibration of well-being versus aligning them with the vibration of dis-ease. Because, as metaphysicians, we hyphenate the word. We don't call it disease. We believe that if you're at ease, you can't be a vibrational match to illness. And so we try to assist with that. So my book offers 8 steps for people so that they can understand how things manifest in their experience, what matter is, because we say to each other all the time, "Hey, what's the matter?" when we see somebody sad. But from the standpoint of my book, I break down the matter from it being this energy basis, which we're talking about life force and spirit when we talk about the energy level, the subtle energy layers of beingness. And so as a person goes through the 8 steps, like let's just call the person Peaches. I like to use fruit for confidentiality, but if Peaches comes in depressed and with what's happened here with this new lady, Simone, who killed herself this week from the X Factor, like Robin Williams just last week when we were, or the week before when we were all looking at how someone can get this sad and this depressed, and it leads to that. And so in my book, I do a specific chapter on that for people who are that far out of alignment with the fullness of who they are in an attempt to help them realign with well-being, because I see that the ascension back to that place of eternal well-being that one is attempting to achieve so that they can realign with well-being is it can happen here in the physical, but many times people don't understand that they can access that same spirit, that same God source there that's here. And so when people come in depressed before they get to that degree, and many people have had suicidal ideation, many people can relate to feeling that badly and wishing they weren't here anymore. But what I want them to do is reframe that to understanding that if they release their body temples and go back to the non-physical realm, the goal of it was to feel better. The goal of it was to realign with this eternal well-being that they think that they'll have. And I want them to know that they can have that here, because even in the non-physical, we are still creators, and then they have to go back through the whole process of creating and manifesting a body source, a physical source to come back and live another life in.
That's
And so,
absolutely correct, Amelia. Every human being goes from pain to wanting joy, right? And that's the
exactly.
whole process. And it is possible to do, and we must take our life challenges, and we need to do the best we can with them and have a team of support around us. That could be a professional team, and it can be our family and friends. But I want to just say what the 8 steps for realignment to your sense of inner knowing is.
So if we take Peaches, for instance, to the 8 steps, if Peaches comes in with depression, of course there's 170 of them, but let's just use depression or bipolar, any of those. They come in wanting to know what's the matter. And as you just stated for the audience, that's where we look beyond the traditional way of seeing the circumstances and adding this holistic spiritual or metaphysical explanation that's beyond their mind and body, but adds a spiritual component. And then in step two, once the person, Peaches, realizes that, oh, okay, I am more than just my body, that how I think matters, literally matters, turns into some manifestation, then she reframes the matter where her whole diagnosis is now redefined as a positive. From a positive point of view, a spiritual point of view, versus a defective stigma or taboo that's been making her feel like now she's defective or broken. And then in that reframing of that, each person gets a aligning process to state instead of the old way that they were thinking it. So this aligning process that comes with step two is something that you would continue to do while you're going through the rest of the steps, because since that old way of thinking about yourself negatively became a habituated thought, she had to now have a new way of seeing it that she would do repeatedly so that it can break that habit. Then she moves on to step three on how the matter manifested in order to prevent recreating and returning to those old patterns that we're talking about, using more holistic exercises, because the book has over 24 exercises in it, and for each step there's a few. So then she's able to ignore the social taboos and stigma that we talked about and see the fullness of who she is and why it manifested that way, because we're in a society that minimizes the spiritual aspects. But just because we're in a society that does that, she now knew that she no longer had to minimize it too. And then in step four, which I call witnessing the heart of the matter, Peaches became reacquainted with her authentic self, which she, like so many, seemed to think is lost, because in existentialism, for instance, authenticity just means the degree that you're your own self, your own personality, your own character, your own spirit. You're doing what you want to do despite external pressures of society saying you should do this, or mom and daddy saying you should do that, or the church saying you should do that. You become the authentic person that you came forth to be. And that's where it's a beautiful process. But so many people in step four become angry, like she did, because she's feeling the rage and anger of feeling that time was lost. She's like, most people who've read this book tell me that if they had known this 10, 20, 30 years ago, their whole life would have been different. So there's
Well,
mourning.
Amelia, a very simple thing to recognize here is too many people put the emphasis on the outside world and what other people wish for them. And what you're saying here is when it comes from within and you determine your authentic self and what you were born and put on this planet to learn and to do and to become, a more compassionate, loving person and soul, then you no longer need to rely on the outside world or blame or have judgment or anger. And you become a healthier, more dynamic person who can deal with any situation
Exactly.
and
That's
work through
beautifully
it
stated.
easily, more easily. Recognize the trigger points, recognize what used to upset you 10 or 20 years ago, but deal with it in a new way because now you're a new person. It's not the world doing anything to you. It is you
Exactly.
perceiving the world in a way that is more loving and harmonious and better for your journey and for what you wish to create in this life. So
Right.
that was
That's why
great.
we started with that meaning part. So you understand it so well. This is exactly what we're saying there. And so that's step four, and that's a huge step because so many people want to please. I mean, we want to please our parents. We want to please the people we love. And so a lot of times people allow someone outside of them to squelch who they want to be. And once they realize they don't have to, they almost need permission for someone to say it's okay. And so it seems as if the book and this process of sacred therapy lets them know it's okay. It's your life, you can do it. And then we move to step five, where that's where Peaches really learned how to stay clear of that matter. Every chapter has the word matter in it because we're playing on the word matter, meaning that something manifested. And so this is where she was able to fortify her now new resolve to release those old mental sets. Because like you said early at the beginning of the show, for some people it takes a lifetime. I mean, it's a lifetime work to release that old imprinting for some people. But with the book, they're realizing that their well-being is one thought away, that it doesn't have to take eons and forever to get through this if they're able to reframe it in the way that I'm trying to teach them to do in the book, that they can release that toxic energy and release the perception of being a victim and making that shift, that they can accept that they came forth as well beings by divine right and that they can realign with that.
You know,
And
Amelia, when I have a young client come to me,
yes.
oh, someone in their late teens or 20s, and they get a light in their eye when we're talking or doing an energy healing session, and they open their eyes and they know more about who they are and what they, the gifts that they have and the delight in being alive. I know that they will not suffer the same way some of the people who don't have this understanding and have gone through their whole life feeling put upon by other people and experiences that they weren't able to cope with. And it makes me very gratified to work with young people who can get this knowledge early on. If
Yes.
we could go on to something else, you also recommend energy medicine such as Reiki and pranic healing. And as you know, I am a Reiki master teacher and energy practitioner. Can you tell the audience what is the value of Reiki or pranic healing for mental and emotional health? People think
Okay.
it's just for physical well-being and to relax and to, but it's much more. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, well, I had stopped at step five, but there were three more steps if somebody was actually paying attention to that. But there were three more steps in addition to step five that I stopped off on, and you can check that out on in Amazon and just look at the table of contents so that we can move on to energy medicine then. But with the Reiki and the pranic healing that I recommend in the book, in addition to being a psychotherapist, because I am also a Reiki practitioner as well, my firsthand knowledge and appreciation for the non-physical energy layers of our beingness is due to that, because I see that most of people's mental and emotional reactions have to do with resistance. And I feel that any viable healing modality that can penetrate resistance and inspire somebody's conscious awareness of the wholeness of who they are can be very, very helpful. And so this subtle energy of our being non-physical, sacred therapy is inviting people to scan that auric layer of the body temple so that they can assist in clearing those energy blockages for the purpose of releasing that resistance and thereby dispersing the distress and manifestation and releasing toxic energy. Plus, energy exchange is being also borrowed from the Reiki practitioner, so that can be a co-creative pathway, I believe, for cellular renewal as well, because it increases the swiftness of the realignment that a person has with well-being when they're getting that Reiki energy going back and forth, because as practitioners, we're just being utilized as a vessel that is coming through. And so I feel that it's valid with mental and emotional healing, especially for those who have a spiritual awareness of it. And like you were saying a minute ago, someone younger who gets this, it helps them to benefit from not having to go through
Right.
the unnecessary steps later. But even my oldest client that I've treated was 92, and with sacral therapy, and I recommended that she go get a Reiki exercise for, she had some chronic arthritis, and it was very helpful to her. So
Well,
even at 92,
Amelia, yeah. Yes, that was, yes, it's for, well, energy healing and learning more about ourselves in any way, shape, or form is what life is about, and you're never too young or too old to start to know who you are. But I like the word inspirational that you used. Yes, when any light goes off in your head or any good feeling comes into your body through the form of any practitioner in any modality, it is an awakening. Awakening of the soul and awakening of the body to be more in alignment. Now, you also say, sacred doesn't simply mean holy, but whole, as in holism, mind, body, and spirit. And of course, it's not a reference to specific religious dogma, but rather a soulful, sacred, and personal transformation. So I would like to thank you very much for joining me today.
Well, it was
And
wonderful. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I recommend Dr. Amelia Kemp's new book, From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy, and I thank you for writing such a much-needed book to look at ways to remove labels, names, and stigmas from mental health and emotional diagnoses, and to lead people to find the therapist and healer within. Ultimately, we do heal ourselves, and with all the help of practitioners who set up an environment for us to do that, it is possible. For more information about new and powerful ways for holistic and alternative healing models, incorporating energy medicine and herbal therapies, go to drameliakemp.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have taken a look at how feeling depressed, anxious, resentful, and angry might be your way to find new methods for discovering the truth about life and your own inner search for peace, stability, wholeness, and connections to people and events, and just the desire to be happy and free. Your mental health is a product of a lifetime of conditioning by society and your family and ancestral belief systems. Finding a natural path to well-being is not only possible, but necessary when you discover the truth about the eternal nature of your physical and spiritual journey. Dr. Kemp has written, "Likewise, over the years, many clients have looked me dead in the eye, asking if a better quality of life was even possible after trying the conventional approach and being unable to report any sustained relief. I have genuinely been able to offer hope and point out that there is a missing link in the treatment plan that may be the key to making a difference. I explain that the total well-being one desires may need to include integrating non-traditional holistic healing paradigms in addition to the medical model, because I honor the fact that all treatment modalities have their rightful place in the healing process. With an open heart and open mind, Amelia and I hope you will find the way past any suffering and illness, utilizing your own inner wisdom and resources, and find a team of support by friends and the medical and spiritual communities to remember the core of your being and the reasons we choose to live this physical life, which are so we can refine our thoughts, actions, and behaviors to realign to the divine universal energy of love, the place where true healing is truly possible. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and invite you to visit my website, cherylglick.com, to hear leaders and authors offer their views and methods for change, advancement, and the creation of a world with greater possibilities for happiness and prosperity for everyone. Also go to webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you very much.